101.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
Good morning. People ask me often, do you work out? Did people ever ask you that question?
Not me, no.
Me either.
All right. Well, anyways, my answer is yeah. I do.
They say maybe you ought to work out.
I'm like, why are you asking that question? Well, I do the work part. You know, I love to work, but I don't work out. Now, listen, I had my second hip replacement in February, and I did all my PT, and I was walking really, really, really well. And then, you know, we got quarantined, and I continued walking, and I was feeling really good. Well, so Kevin gifted me a bike, and so I've ridden that a few times, and that reminded me how out of shape I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the Fitzgerald women, Kevin's family, the girls, some of the girls, got together and we did a walk, a virtual walk. So you kind of just choose your own path and, you know, you make your donation. And it was a really fun organization called Girls on the Run. Mm-hmm. I had never participated in that organization before. But anyways, the Fitzgerald girls all decided that we were going to do the Erie Canal Path. Hmm. For our 5K run/walk.
Virtual.
So they ran, I walked.
Okay.
but my question to you guys, if you've never done that, do you know that there's etiquette when you're walking or running on the path?
Not at all. So
I found this out really quickly. So there I am walking, and another walker came up very quietly behind me and scared the daylights out of me. And then there were runners up coming up behind me, which, you know, you can hear the pitter-patter
right.
of them approaching. And then, let's see, what else happened? The bikers come up. They either ring their little bike bell to let you know that they're approaching you, or they'll say, I'm on your left.
Oh,
so
cool.
Like cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So really quickly, I became very educated on the etiquette of walking on the Erie Canal Path. And, you know, it's a beautiful path. It's well taken care of. And it was beautiful.
I know our suburban outlaw, Pam Sherman, walks it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does. That girlfriend walks an awful lot more than Joan Lincoln does. That's for sure. That's
so,
for sure.
So who gets the right of way? The bicycles obviously get the right of way, because and runners must get the right of way.
Well, you have to remember is if you're the slow guy, don't mm-hmm. move, because then you'll create a collision. So just keep moving. Just keep moving at your pace, because they'll all scoot around you. Anyways, okay. It was very interesting for me. And I got my little medal. And
you got a participation medal?
I did, and I got a T-shirt.
So look at that, you're a millennial.